Tiffany Haddish sparks controversy saying she's traveling to war-torn Israel to have some fun. By Simon Kent on February 21, 2024. Comedian and actress Tiffany Haddish has upset some of her fans by revealing she is heading to war-torn Israel to have some fun. TMZ reports she took to Instagram Live Tuesday to reveal an educational trip is planned for Israel, before launching into a series of light-hearted jokes about her plans and what she hoped to see with her own eyes. The outlet set out Haddish she was heading to the war-torn area to meet her future man while sipping on a glass of orange juice, adding it wasn't a mimosa in the aftermath of her second DUI arrest. The Grammy and Emmy-winning entertainer further informed her 7.4 million Instagram followers she'll be arriving in Israel to see the Hamas terrorist atrocities that took place on October 7 firsthand. She also mentioned Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and a Dead Sea visit were on her itinerary, the Jerusalem Post reports. I said I'm going to go see with my own eyes. Gotta go to Israel first, she said, adding, this is an educational trip for me. See, I feel like I can't believe I see everything on the internet. I need to go see for myself, I'm one of those people. I'm gonna go see for myself, I'm gonna go see. I'm gonna go see all of it, I'm gonna ask questions, see with my own eyes, Haddish explained. I'm gonna go talk to people, I'm gonna go find out why is this happening? Why is this going down? Reactions were mixed to her revelations. The Post report noted. Haddish's post stirred mixed reactions from many of her followers, garnering over 66,000 likes and thousands of comments. Some of the responders expressed their support, including Israeli actress Noah Tishby, who wrote, yes, 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 and added a blue heart emoji. On the other hand, pro-Palestinian activists attacked her for her planned trip. The fact you can fly on holiday in Israel but Gaza is pretty much destroyed gives you all the information you really need, wrote one user. Another added, this isn't a war, it's genocide. A third user replied, you're on the wrong side of history. The 44-year-old comedian and actress discovered that her father was Jewish Eritrean via a DNA test she took 5 years ago. Following the discovery, she embraced Judaism and even celebrated her bat mitzvah on her 40th birthday, alongside a stand-up comedy show entitled Black Mitzvah. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.